Hey fam, I'm Jada Pinkett Smith, and this is the Red Table Talk podcast. All your favorite episodes from the Facebook Watch show in audio, produced by Westbrook Audio and iHeartRadio. Please don't forget to rate and review on Apple Podcasts.
You're presenting yourself as the Venus. I just felt like dudes are coming to the table, so, you know, why not have a little feminine, you know what I'm saying?
What do men really think about love? To find out, I have two friends coming to the table. Both are very talented and very different. Actor-director Justin Baldoni is married with two kids, but he says it didn't come easily. And Grammy-winning rapper Wale is ready for his perfect match, but is skeptical it will ever happen.
Hey, you two!
I should have worn my sunglasses.
We're glowing. We're glowing up too hard.
But it's just an energy because y'all are like the same person, but like not, and it's like very powerful. And it's like this table is like glowing.
Aww.
Y'all like X-Men. The X- Black X-Woman.
Yo. Thank you. We appreciate it. Today, we're going to be trying to get to an understanding of what love is about.
Hmm.
We think we know how to love. That's the thing. We think that we come into relationships, you meet somebody that you really like, and you think that person knows how to love you, and you think you know how to love them. And the truth of the matter is, you have no idea. And the excruciating part about it is really learning what love is and what love's about.
I recently had like a revelation. Like, I really think like, maybe it's time to have somebody that's a bond with somebody.
Really?
I think because I've been doing all of these things that would be funner to do with somebody that was with me. I just came from Paris. And, like, I'm, like, walking around the streets of Paris. Why am I in Paris, like, with no, like,
alone.
By myself? Yeah, like, what's up with me? What's, is it me?
No.
And, no, it is me. It's me. But it's me.
That's important.
It's me. There's been times that I was really, really in love, and it wasn't me. And maybe that shaped it to be
right.
What I've become.
Right.
I'm going to really try to deal with the things that I've messed up with and just try to figure it out. Because don't nobody want to see nobody just, well, this always by herself? Like, what the type of weird? Is he a vampire or something?
I can't do that no more, man.
No, I feel you. Here's what I'll tell you. Just personally in my journey, what I had to realize was that I had to find all the peace, love, and joy within my heart in order to bring it to the table to share. Will had to go away and find the peace, love, and joy in his heart to share so that's what we share. Instead of our traumas from our childhood, you know, all of our insecurities and fears that we usually come to the table with in our relationships to have our partners fix. I need you to be this thing for me so I don't feel a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to put so much pressure on you and find really sneaky ways to manipulate you so that you will always be the thing that I need you to be so that I'm happy.
I was raising my hand, but
what?
Can you run for president of love? But the partnership that you're talking about, that's the goal. That's the light at the end of the tunnel. You know what I'm saying? But in my industry, a lot of times, the wealthiest, most known person in the room is usually the loneliest. I got famous young in D.C., and that's like, I seen how women were like acting around me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it shaped how I viewed women moving forward.
Yep.
So I'm like, okay.
Like if they changed how they were acting towards you.
You gotta understand, you're talking to a rapper and it's like, all I see is promiscuous behavior. Mm. All I see is, oh, my man played for this team and his wife cheated on him for somebody. I'm seeing this firsthand. And then I fell head over heels for somebody in this industry. I seen how vicious it can be and how gutted I was. I was never really the same. Our industry, entertainment, everybody moves on so fast.
Yeah.
We can't even argue. Think about that.
Right.
We can't even argue. We argue. Mm. 2 days later, you and Greystone with a four-string running back.
Right. Exactly.
So when you talk about girls, young ladies,
yep.
Any conflict, they're gone.
Exactly.
So whoever's wrong, whoever's right, doesn't matter. you can't even reconcile. You're just on to the next one.
Right. Now, this is interesting because I've heard so many women say that about men, that it's not a lot of men out here that want to have real relationships.
Stick it out.
Have a real relationship.
Yeah. Because relationships take work.
The best description of marriage I ever got was from a good friend of mine who said, marriage is two people that take a lifetime full of
Yeah.
Preach.
They take two people and you bring your like 25 bags of
Right?
And then this person brings their 25 bags of it. And then you all put it in this front yard and that is your foundation for your house. That is, it becomes your fertilizer for which your marriage can grow.
Yep. Exactly.
But we're not trained to think about it that way.
Right.
What is love to you? In like two sentences.
Sometimes it's really hard for me to talk about it because being at a stage of where you are looking for a relationship, looking for someone to create a foundation with versus someone like myself who has done it for the last 23, 25 years because there's evolutions to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
It's like what you think it is.
Right. And then what it grows to be
exactly.
And what you learn. So I'm 25 years in and my concept of love is very different than
what it would be
with
before.
Someone looking.
Looking for and ready for are completely different spectrums though.
Yeah.
I'm
that's
ready.
True.
I'm ready. I'm not looking. Cause if I'm looking, I can go to that Starbucks around the corner in Calabasas. What's up, Charlotte? You want to love me? Let's love.
Oh, my God. You want to love me?
You know what I'm saying? Like that's looking. Ready for is like, I'm ready to love.
I actually love that song.
N-D-R-E, ready to love.
But you know what's interesting is I know a lot of men that are our age that say they're ready but don't necessarily back it up. And I don't think it's just in the entertainment business or whatever. I think everything that you talked about, your experience as a celebrity, is very similar to the experience that a lot of young women and men are having.
I disagree, bro. You know why? If I take out a woman or if I'm kicking it with a girl without anything, there's a part of it that turns into an interview. Like they're enamored with the business that I'm in that they're not really seeing me as a person. Even you're a celebrity. If you out and you chilling with
definitely
your girl,
definitely experience that.
And you could tell when somebody's looking at you like
100%.
A woman, and when they're looking at you like a
100%,
statue.
100%, yes.
Like,
but I think what Justin's trying to say is that at the core of it,
it's a human issue that's happening right now, and I think it's a symptom of. You talked about instant gratification. Mm-hmm. Thank God that Tinder wasn't around when I met my wife.
Right. So how did you meet your wife?
After a year of like just soul searching and patience and trying to figure out my life. Coincidentally, she had been through the exact same thing.
Mm. Wow.
And we met in the business that way. It was not easy.
Yeah.
And
nothing
the
is
dating
easy, though.
Process,
nothing
though,
is ever easy.
But the dating process was at times like painfully horrific.
Yes.
My wife and I, we went deep. It was uncomfortable. We realized we wanted different things at times. We weren't sure if we were spiritually aligned. We were from completely different countries. But I jumped in and I said, this is me. These are my flaws. These are my insecurities. Like, this is all of the things that are wrong with me. And she wanted to walk away. And I kept chasing her. Right? So there was a balance. She needed space. I didn't understand what space meant, which, because we worked through it, ended up being the foundation of a beautiful, healthy marriage.
Yeah.
But I have so many friends that are ready, that jump into these things, and at the first sign of conflict,
they're
out.
And I'm gonna tell you something.
That's social media. We had a buffet. We had a buffet now.
Right.
I don't like the broccoli, man. I'm gonna go try asparagus.
Exactly.
I don't like asparagus, man. I'm gonna just get the potatoes.
Exactly.
Like, it's quick now.
Here, do me a favor. This is what I want you to do. Where's his camera? Is this his camera? This is what I want you to do. Because I know you're looking for love. I want you to tell the camera.
Exactly
what you want in a woman. I want to hear this.
I actually want to hear it too.
Yeah, I want to hear if you even know.
I want a woman to show me what I want in a woman. That's what I want.
You don't know what you want?
Because I don't know. I want to lead it. Like women, I believe their intuition is stronger than men's, period. Their intuition
is stronger. So you want a woman to be to tell you what you want.
God didn't let me finish. God didn't let me finish.
Okay, go ahead.
Be my friend for real. like loyalty is the like is very important.
Loyalty, okay.
And understanding, okay. Because I am not a regular man, for better or worse. My bad is bad. My good is amazing.
Cool. So you need someone
to understand that I'm crazy, patient, pretty much.
Right, to be patient with. You're crazy, so you want a woman.
But that's loyalty, but it's also somebody who's bringing something to the table.
To the table, well, he says, whether emotionally or other.
Right. Not just somebody that's going to be take, take, take.
I've been stabbed in the back by people that I grew up with.
I know.
So yeah, let alone somebody that I'm just meeting.
I get it.
Or let alone yeah. somebody that know Man. That our first dates feels like an interview.
It's an emotional desert out here. People think that love equals satiating all of their pain.
Right.
The tragedies that they've been through in their life, it's like a little puzzle.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like
and love is
how
going
you're
to
supposed
fix it.
To satiate.
Even from like daddy issues, from being left abandoned. And
but here's the thing, it's the facade of love too.
Yeah.
And the sacrifice, when you love someone and continue to love them, the sacrifices each of you have to make, nobody mentions that part.
Let me tell you. Nobody
sacrifice,
talks about
compromise.
The sacrifice, the deterioration and the dissolving of fantasies.
That's the real part.
And idealism.
Can you elaborate on it, dissolving the fantasies?
So you right now right. have in your mind right. your perfect woman, okay? And when you find that woman, she's going to be a goddess to you. But here's the thing. I always feel like we fall in love with the goddess or the god within that person. And then when we actually meet the human being, then we got to learn how to love that one. And this is when the reason why it's so important to me to be able to stick it out is because to really get to the true meaning of love, in my opinion, it is unconditional. Mm. It has to be because we are all too flawed.
Like it can't be,
no matter how much work we do.
No matter how much, it yeah. never ends.
It right. never ends.
It ends the day that we leave this planet.
Exactly. Exactly.
How about somebody who's learned your buttons, right? And like now they rocks off by pushing every single one of them. You gotta go. You gotta go because this person has learned me for the wrong reasons. You're gonna be with somebody, they're gonna learn what to push regardless.
Yeah.
Some people use it for the worst. Some people are like, oh, I know his buttons.
But let me tell you something. That's the stuff you gotta work through. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's nothing blissful about that.
But no, whoa. Who said that relationships and love and marriage
then why
have
you
to
win
always
it?
Be blissful?
Then why you win it?
See, this is the misconception right here.
Why you win it? Why you
this
win it?
If
it
you want to answer that?
Nope, I'm gonna let you
it answer. Doesn't
answer.
It's a no. spiritual endeavor. That's the whole thing. I have to look at my trauma, and you're pushing my buttons. That's making me look at my trauma and what I need to work on. Mm-hmm. And clean up your own
stuff.
You know what I mean?
Because why is she pushing those
yeah.
buttons?
But why look, can I tell you something? Like your buttons are
everybody
being pushed.
Got buttons, though. First of all,
that's an opportunity for you to work on you. It's not about her.
Oh, I'm always
her,
working
about
on
you.
Me. I always come
and for her
the,
to work on her, too.
I feel like this is an intervention now.
Listen.
I feel like it's an intervention now, so I'm just going to say
No.
Wait.
Because...
You know, relationships mirror.
Yeah.
They show us ourselves. I mean, that's what I've learned.
Typically, the things that you don't like about somebody are things that you don't like about yourself.
That's it, though.
You better preach, game.
I'm a little numb to all that because of what I've seen in my career, in my life. Like, when I feel like you're starting to press these buttons to get something from you, I get numb, I shut down.
I totally can. I get that. Because I think that we have two options when you're in a relationship. You can look at things through the lens of fear, mm-hmm. or you can look at things through the lens of love. Mm. And I think that every decision we make in a relationship can be boiled down to going down one of those two paths. Either a fearful reaction mm-hmm. that comes from a place of lack, that comes from, could be anything, mm-hmm. or love, which is like, I'm gonna hold that. Yeah. Or I'm gonna respond to that in a way that isn't my own stuff or my own fear. And what I realized in my own marriage, because I can only speak for myself and what I've witnessed. My parents have been married for 35 years.
Wow.
And by the way, like, their marriage wasn't perfect either, and I got to see that.
When in your life did you start to realize that your parents' marriage had an effect on, like, you as a man? Because me, I never saw my parents. I'm Nigerian. Both of my parents are Nigerian, and I grew up very, very Nigerian. My mother was always gone. My father was always driving cabs. So a lot of it come from TV.
Right.
Hyper difference. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can watch Martin and try to understand what a relationship is like when you get older. Ooh. And then you go home and you don't see your parents even hug, nothing. I'm honey, I'm home. What is this honey, I'm home y'all talking about? I don't know this. I just see,
right.
Come home. It's like a business almost. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Any Nigerian person that's watching this right now understands, like, we love our parents. We love our parents to death. Do anything for our mothers, our fathers. We don't know the dynamic between both of them. We don't know. This dynamic, three generations at one table? No way it's gonna happen in Nigerian household. Like, we're not friends, per se, with our parents. I could count on one hand how many times I've even heard them say I love you to each other, let alone me.
But you know what? Though, but that's a huge thing because I didn't realize
that until I turned like 28. I was like, yo. I understand another... why I have this like weirdness with like, you know, trust and emotion and listening and all of these things.
But that's the whole thing. Let's say you met a woman, right? And you told her that story. I'm not good with love because I was never taught by my dad how to express it because I never even saw them kiss. Like,
don't
right
you
then
think
and there.
That would make a difference?
Right there. For women that are watching, you're just...
Like, I want to love on him. Just,
and not because... But like, but listen, hold on.
Like that,
let me
like,
just let me just man-to-man then just tell you something. It is so beautiful to see another guy, especially in your situation as a rapper, be willing to be that... Vulnerable.
Yes.
You just said, look at how imperfect and flawed I am. Here's all my
yep.
And that is the best place to start to look
yes.
for love.
But sometimes I like to keep that, like, I know that I'm so damaged in some ways. I don't want to bring that to nobody's crib. I don't want to bring that to nobody's mother.
But you're
bring
doing it anyway.
If I kind of keep it.
Yeah, we all do it. There's no way around it. I grew up in a single parent home. Mm-hmm. I didn't see all the time, healthy relationships. I had to figure it out, too. I came to the table with a lot of pain. I came to the table with a lot of brokenness. And most of all, I came to the table with some hardcore daddy issues.
Mm.
And it made me really angry towards men. I had very high expectations. Mm-hmm. So I was hard.
Yeah.
I could have ended up with all kinds of dudes. The way yes. I ended up with Will... I had to change my whole perspective because yeah. I want you to know something. He was not the dude.
Right.
But I had to change that. I can't ask somebody to be for me what I'm not willing to be for them. And what I realized in my partnership with Will was that I was asking him to be a lot of things for me that I wasn't willing to do for me.
Mm. That's heavy.
And sometimes one person's trauma, like, triggers the other person's trauma. And you get into this circle where no one can listen to each
yes,
other. And that's
yes.
something that nobody ever talks about.
Because it's too loud on both sides.
Yeah. And that was something that my wife and I dealt with.
Right.
Right. At the beginning of our relationship and marriage, my insecurities triggered hers.
Yes. Yeah.
And then at that point, it's so easy to leave.
Right.
Yeah. Because you're like, well, we're clearly not compatible.
Right.
What was it about her that made you want to pursue her?
I think it was us together.
Yeah.
There was a deep knowing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Right? Even when my ego acted up and said I should leave, I couldn't. And I'll be very honest, before we got married, there was a part of me that right before we got married questioned it.
Yeah.
And I went, am I really ready to settle down? I started calling my friends, I wasn't sure, and my friends were all like, you're being an idiot right now. And they told me the truth, and they said, this is your ego talking. And the second I got past that, I found the knowing again, and I was like, yeah, this is my person. So no matter how painful it was, there was something that told me to just stay.
Mm-hmm.
And to just be steady. Even when I was going through it and sobbing in my room all night long, and I'm saying that because I want everybody to know that, like, you look at my Instagram, you see all of us happy, but I'm very, very clear that there is so much more to marriage than
Ooh.
Just the smiling
yes.
photos at the beach and the
Listen.
Things that you see.
Look, yeah. I'm telling you, there have been several occasions, okay, where you just had enough.
Yeah.
And you want to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And I just couldn't, or Will just couldn't, because we knew this is what
right.
is meant to be, this
yeah.
partnership, no matter what the form it is, you know, because we've had to redefine it, reform
mm-hmm.
it,
mm-hmm.
you
Changes.
Know, change it. We don't call ourselves married anymore. We're in a life partnership.
I'm just kidding. Did you see that in your parents?
I definitely did.
Mm-hmm.
100%.
That's got to be why you're so what you are.
I mean...
Grounded.
I would just be in the room while they were debating about whatever it is about the world or their emotions or the environment or politics or whatever it was. And I would just always be there watching them and how they talked to each other, watching how they agreed to disagree. Mm-hmm. And at the end, it's like, you know what? We're not right or wrong. And I allow you mm-hmm. your
opinion.
Exactly. Yeah. And I feel like watching that over and over again just kind of solidified this idea of like, it's really not about right and wrong. It's about understanding. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And once you understand somebody and how they're feeling and what their view is,
exactly,
you can move on with more ease.
Mm-hmm. Preach,
because
Willow.
You have that understanding. Sure,
sure. But those are the steps towards love.
Yeah.
Those are the steps towards really building love. Like, and it's so freaking difficult and so freaking excruciating. And sometimes you think it's not love.
Yep.
But it is.
If you watch this back, it all sounds so painful. So every time
I was
like,
thinking about
listen,
that.
Listen,
actually.
Listen. I don't want to see this movie, bro.
I get it.
But I'm happy.
I just think
that love is supposed to be like this big, like, okay, I understand you, understand me. You're my balance. You're my anchor. You're my all the things that you say at the altar. Why can't that be the one entity that is bringing you joy?
It should bring you joy.
Undeniable.
It doesn't mean that you don't have to work to get it.
I'm scared now.
You should be scared. I'm scared.
Biggest question right now. Is it worth it?
It's worth it.
Is it worth it?
It's absolutely worth it.
Why?
Why?
Yeah, why?
Because at the end of the day, to know that you have another person that can love you for all that you are. Mm-hmm. Will has loved me through the worst of myself, and I have done the same. When somebody can love you in that way, it makes your faith in the world come together in the way of which is like, I am, this is, and all is well. I'm 47 years old, and I want you to know that this is probably the first year of my life that I can say I am happy. Because that's how long the journey's been.
So that journey isn't too bumpy for some people.
Let me tell you, that's real talk. But here's the one thing I want you to see too. You are learning how to love. When you think about all that conflict that you have within your spirit, it's almost like being in kindergarten of love. Mm-hmm. And you want to get to like a PhD.
It's like climbing a mountain. It's like, do the work, and then you see the beauty.
Yeah. Please hear that.
That was crazy.
Yeah. Thank you for
climbing
that.
Climbing mountains, see the beauty.
Wow. I want to thank you guys for this conversation. Yay.
This was one of the most interesting red tables I've ever been to.
It's like almost going to see a shrink on camera.
High five, Wallet.
The ultimate, like, God.
Oh, man.
Next time I find somebody that's worth it.
Okay, I think maybe you got your little.
To join the Red Table Talk family and become a part of the conversation, follow us at facebook.com/redtabletalk. Thanks for listening to this episode of Red Table Talk Podcast, produced by Facebook Watch, Westbrook Audio, and iHeartRadio.